Mother, mother, be the tatties done? Here's Feather now, a-coming down the track. He's got his niche of wood upon his back, and such a speckering, I'll be bound, it's long enough to reach from ground up to the top of her tun. 'Tis just the very thing for Jack and I to go a-coal-pixing with, boy and boy.
The tatties must be ready purty now. Do check on up upon the fark and try. The cake upon the voyer too's a-burning, I be afeard. Do, run and see and turn it.
Well, mother, here I be a-come once more.
I be very glad you be, I'm sure.
You be a-tired and cold enough, I suppose.
Sit down and ease your bones and warm your nose.
Why, I be peckish. What is there to eat?
Your supper's nearly ready.
I've got some tatties here a-doing in the pot. I wish wi' all my heart I had some meat. I got a little cake to here, a bacon oin upon the voyer. 'Tis done by this time, though. He's nice and moist, for when I were a-makin' on, I stuck some bits of apple in the dough.
Well, Feather, what do you think? The pig got out this morning, and avore we zeed or heardin, he runned about and got out into gaterin', and rooted up the ground so with his snoot.
Well, now, what do you think of that? You must contrive to keep an inn, or else he'll never thrive.
And Feather, what do you think? I found today the nest where Vic won't head of ours to lay. For out an arched hedge and had 5 eggs.
Look there! Oh, wet you got your beaten logs. Oh, did he get in such a pickle, John?
I broke my hoss. And made a force to stand right in the mud and water for to dig. And made myself so wet shod as a pig.
Feather, take off your shoes and gear them to I. Here be your old ones, Barry, nice and dry.
And have you got much hedging more to do?
Enough to last for 3 weeks more or so.
And when you've done the job you be about, do you think you'll have another vondy out?
Oh, yes. There'll be some more. When I done that, I got a job at trenching to go at, and then some trees to shroud and wood to vell. So I'd a hope to rub on pretty well till summer time. And then I be to cut the wood and do the trenching by the tut.
And next week, Feather, I be going to go a picking stones, you know, for Farmer True.
And little Jack, you know, is going to yarn a penny keeping birds off from his corn.
Oh, brave! What wages do her mean to gee?
She, threepence for a die, and twopence he.
Well, Polly, thee must work a little spracker when thee be'st out, or else thee wouldn't pick a dung pot load of stones not very quick.
Oh, yes, I shall. But Jack don't want to clack her. And Feather, will you take and cut a stick or two to make his hat?
You little wench. Why, you be'st always bagging. I be too tired now tonight, I'm sure, to set a doing any more. So, I shall go up, out of the way of the wagon.